The next lick, you have a 7, and then a 1-3-5 played in triplets, and then another 7 an octave up. So the important thing really is about the triplet. It makes it sound swinging, like if you're in C major, 1-2-3-4. In that case, I went up to the 9 as well, but you don't have to. You could just make up your own lick after that. But the triplet is what gives it a swingy feel. Really, you could do that on any type of chord. It doesn't have to be major 7. You could do it on a minor 7, like if it's C minor. Or if it's C dominant. I suppose on that one, you could, instead of the major 7, you could do a flat 7 before the triplet, like that. I mean, I like the half step. Certainly on the major 7, you're going to want the half step because that's where the 7 is. On the minor, you could do the flat 7. But I like the chromatic, you know. But on the dominant, it's up for grabs whether you do the natural 7 or the flat 7, like, because the natural 7 to start off with has the you know, it's gives it more tension because it's a non-diatonic note. But if you wanted to keep the dominant flavor, you'd start on the flat 7. But the important thing is the triplet. So say if you had a 1-6-2-5 in C. I'm going to try to use it like on lots of different chords. Like all the different chords. So it's very handy for guitar players because those little 3-string arpeggios are so easy to grab, you know. That was on like a C major 7, E flat 7, A flat 7, D flat 7, where I just sort of reharmonized the 1-6-2-5 as I went along. And they're easy to play and they sound great. So usually on like strings 3-2-1 or 4-3-2, it's just super easy. So you should practice those in isolation. Like make sure you can do like all your harmonized scales with that kind of a thing on different string sets. That was the C major harmonized scale on that was on strings 4-3-2. You might try it on 5-4-3 as well. It might sound like this. By the time I got to the C again, I was on the upper strings, but so that's a great lick to practice. Automatic, nice swing. Before we go on that, it doesn't have to be starting on the 7 to the 1. It could be on any part of the chord tone. So you could start on the flat 3 and then have it go flat 3 to 3-5-7 would be the triplet, and then end on a 9. Although I personally, when I don't think of it like that, I think of it as, if I'm going to do that on a C major, if I'm going to play, like, I don't usually think of it as extensions. You could think of it how you want, but I just think of it as E minor 7, an E minor 7 triad, because I know that E minor 7 is a substitute for the 1 chord anyway, like any 3 chord can substitute for a 1 chord, or any 6 chord. can substitute for a one chord. So all day long you could play E minor 7 type arpeggios over C, or even A minor 7 arpeggios over C. So let me give you a sample of that. Like 2, 3, 4. I did C, then E. I think I did C, then A minor, then E minor, then C again. And I mean, you could even start the lick off the 5 chord, like it would be G7. So, so that's starting on like an F sharp into a G7 arpeggio, and then resolving it to C. But let me demonstrate that a little bit. 2, 3, 4. I didn't do the triplet there, so let me do that again. How you resolve it is up to you after that, but you're definitely setting up nice tension to resolve to like the 3. Like it's enclosure to the 3 if you go, you know, F, E flat, E in that case. So really you could start this, it's mostly about the triplet and the arpeggio, and then just resolving it.